The criminal trial is underway for a former Milwaukee election official who allegedly requested fake absentee ballots. It's Tuesday, March 19th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, we'll let you know how some people will be able to get the new over-the-counter birth control pill for free. And Evan Casey has a story about how Milwaukee is responding to reckless driving in the city. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The trial is underway for a former Milwaukee election official who allegedly committed voter fraud. Kimberly Zapata is the former deputy director of Milwaukee's Election Commission. She admitted requesting military absentee ballots under fake names and sending them to a Republican state representative in 2022. She's charged with three counts of election fraud involving absentee ballots and one felony count of misconduct in public office. During opening statements yesterday, her attorney, Daniel Morgan Adams, said she was acting as a, quote, legitimate whistleblower. She's facing 5 years in prison and fines of up to $13,000. Prosecutors say Zapata violated the public's trust. Testimony is expected to finish near the end of this week. Multiple bomb threats have been made at a Waukesha middle school after a conservative social media site featured an openly gay educator at the school. Corrine Hess reports police and district officials have determined the threats are not credible.
The pattern follows what is happening nationally when the controversial social media site Libs of TikTok targets schools. The site recently posted photos from a Waukesha teacher's personal social media site featuring his partner and political views. Waukesha police say there could be a correlation between the post and the four bomb threats this month. The threats have been made from overseas accounts. A Waukesha grassroots organization says the school district's political battles over LGBTQ issues have contributed to the threats. Last year, Waukesha gained national attention after it banned Dolly Parton's Rainbowland song. School district officials won't comment on the allegation. They say student safety is of paramount importance. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
People with BadgerCare Plus insurance will now be able to get the new over-the-counter birth control pill for free. Governor Tony Evers announced today that state health officials have issued a standing order to cover the cost of O-pill for people in the state insurance program. The medication is the first oral contraceptive pill available without a prescription. Its suggested retail price is $20 for a one-month supply. The standing order from the State Department of Health Services will allow pharmacies enrolled in the Medicaid-funded program to bill the state for the cost of O-pill. DHS issued a similar order in January to allow BadgerCare members to receive free over-the-counter emergency contraception. A private liberal arts college and a state technical college are building on their existing partnership to expand access to bachelor's and master's degree programs. Lakeland University will relocate its branch campus in Green Bay to Northeast Wisconsin Technical College's main campus. The Green Bay Center is one of six locations the university has across the state, in addition to its residential campus in Sheboygan County. Catherine Mogolski is with the tech college. She says they've worked with Lakeland for a long time, and this effort builds on that partnership.
Having a place right on our campus is really a great opportunity for students to have full transfer opportunities, finishing a degree locally, and then continuing to serve in our local region and our workforce.
Lakeland will offer more than a dozen bachelor's and four master's programs. Those classes will be available at the Tech College this summer. Two Wisconsinites are advancing to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. As Sarah Lear reports, the eighth grade students spelled their way to victory during a statewide competition over the weekend.
Aiden Wajayakulasaria came in first at the Badger State Spelling Bee on Saturday. The 13-year-old from Blessed Sacrament School in Madison clinched his win with a word meaning foreknowledge. He spelled it out again during an interview with Wisconsin Public Radio.
P-R-E-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Impressions.
This year's competition won't be Aiden's first time at the nationwide spell-off. Last year, he made it to national semifinals and tied for 21st place. He'll represent Wisconsin along with runner-up Nathra Muthupandiyaraja of Franklin's Forest Park Middle School at the Scripps B in May. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, Evan Casey tells us how the city of Milwaukee is responding to reckless driving. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
Milwaukee residents say reckless driving is a crisis. In response to rising deaths from traffic crashes, the city is spending tens of millions of dollars to remake its streets. As Evan Casey reports, new street designs are a key part of plans to make the city safer for all.
On a warm summer day in 2021, Julie Wellinger's son went out to grab snacks at the gas station with his friends. She had just laid down for a nap when a neighbor knocked on her door.
She said there's been a terrible accident. They don't think there's any survivors.
Wellinger's 22-year-old son, Gerald, and his friend both died after the car they were in was hit by two drivers racing down the street. It's been almost 3 years since the crash.
When I hear sirens going by, my heart starts to beat really heavy because I'm thinking, what if it's someone else getting in an accident?
Unfortunately, Wellinger's story isn't unique. Since the pandemic, Milwaukee has averaged more than 70 traffic deaths per year. Risky driving behavior has increased nationally in that time too. But in Milwaukee, experts say wide lanes of traffic and high speed limits aren't helping the issue. This year, the city will spend around $86 million on street safety improvements to help lower speeds. That's as much as it's spent on the issue in the last 4 years combined. On the corner of Burleigh and Fond du Lac, the risky driving behavior is easy to spot. Drivers are running red lights and swerving in and out of parking lanes to get around traffic. Many pedestrians and drivers have learned to live with it. Community activist Von Mays says it can be annoying to deal with.
The light says green. You have to give it a 5 or maybe 8 second pause before it's really green and then go through because somebody is apt to just blow through that red light.
Officials say there are three main ways they're trying to tackle the issue: education, enforcement, and engineering. Education is what it sounds like, things like social media public safety campaigns and expanding driver's ed courses in school. Enforcement includes officers handing out reckless driving citations and towing vehicles of repeat reckless driving offenders. But the city has been especially aggressive on engineering. Across Milwaukee, street redesign projects have added features like raised crosswalks, speed humps, curb bumpouts, and protected bike lanes. Some are temporary fixes, like planters and plastic posts. Others are permanent, like concrete curb extensions which narrow the roadway. In 2020, only 46 bumpouts were installed across the city. Last year, that number rose to more than 900. City engineer Kevin Muse says the goal is to reduce speeds.
The faster people go, if they hit something, it's more dangerous. And the faster people go, the more likely they are to hit something.
By the end of this year, Milwaukee will have spent around $170 million on street safety projects since 2020. Muse knows some residents have complained that the changes make it harder to get around the city.
It's not always convenient. It's definitely not convenient what we're doing, right? But it is necessary, I think, if we're going to try to create a safer city for everybody.
At an open house on the city's south side, residents have gathered to share their thoughts on what they want to see done. Every idea is on the table. Some people are in favor of more speed humps. Others want to see a change in state law to allow the city to install red light cameras. But everyone says more needs to be done. Patricia Luevano often rides her bicycle on the city's south side. She says she has to keep a watchful eye out for bad drivers.
And they don't even respect, and you are just so afraid that somebody can hit you.
Milwaukee has recently adopted a Vision Zero plan in an attempt to achieve zero traffic deaths by 2037. Jessica Weinberg is that program's policy director. She thinks that goal is lofty, but attainable.
But it does take all of us deciding we're going to go a little slower, we're going to change how we design our streets, and we're going to think about roads as a place where we show our concern for our community rather than just try to get somewhere as quick as we can.
This month, the city set up a new public dashboard for people to view the progress for themselves. It shows 4 fatal crashes so far this year across Milwaukee County. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take care.